For the past few weeks, U.S. Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey has had a federal indictment hanging over him, but WHYY Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo reports that Menendez seems to be conducting business as usual, even if the corruption allegations are following him like a dark storm cloud.
The Pentagon is probably the only building in the country where seniority matters more than here at the Capitol. And Senator Menendez, who graduated from the House in 2006, is New Jersey's senior senator. That's why at a recent press conference, Menendez was the first of four senators to speak on their legislation that would ban offshore oil and gas drilling on the East Coast.
I want to thank my colleagues who are here with me today to basically tell big oil that America's coastline is not for sale, not now and not ever.
Federal prosecutors aren't worried about Menendez selling the state's coastline. They're accusing him of selling his Senate seat. The federal indictment alleges he exchanged favors from his perch at the Capitol for close to $1 million in political donations and personal gifts, including free stays at a lavish Parisian hotel and a resort in the Dominican Republic. Menendez has pleaded not guilty, though to save his party some embarrassment, he stepped down as the top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee. Maryland Senator Ben Cardin replaced Menendez and has taken over as the lead Democratic negotiator on things like nuclear talks with Iran. As Cardin rode the subway at the Capitol, he refused to discuss the allegations against Menendez.
Well, I wouldn't comment on that. As I said publicly, I'll say again, I hope these issues are resolved quickly. I did not want to become ranking member this way.
While senators don't want to discuss the case pending against Menendez, his colleagues, like Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, say he's handling things well.
Senator Menendez has been very positive about trying to make that as without tension as possible. I give him huge kudos for doing that, to picking any tension out of it. And we are very close as a committee on the Democratic side, and we're just keeping on rolling.
At least one Republican is coming to the aid of Menendez. Senator Mark Kirk is from Illinois. Yeah, the same Illinois that President Obama hails from. He argues the president is exacting revenge on Menendez because he was using his perch on the Foreign Relations Committee to undermine the administration's nuclear talks with Iran.
I worry that in Chicago we apply kind of politics just to destroy and bury our enemies. And this is kind of Chicago politics with Bob.
Kirk doesn't have evidence, but he says if you think Jersey politics are rough, just come to Chicago, where the president was groomed.
In the case of when Justice Department people come to the president and say, hey, we were thinking about nailing Menendez to the wall, I think the president probably says, yeah, go for it.
That's a far-fetched conspiracy, according to many observers, even allies of Menendez, like New Jersey Congressman and fellow Democrat Bill Pascrell.
I mean, don't forget, this thing started a long time before we started debating Iran.
Yeah.
In the context now, so I don't think they had anything to do with it whatsoever.
While Pascrell brushes aside conspiracies involving his friend, he defends Menendez against charges of taking bribes.
You know, a lot of this is superficial. He had problems when he ran last time, and he, in the middle of the campaign, they brought charges out against him, which was unethical in my mind. And he came out of that all right, and there's no reason to believe that he won't come out of this okay, and then let justice prevail. That's it.
Menendez is basically accused of taking gifts in exchange for using his office to help Florida eye doctor Salmon Melgen win a multi-$1 million Medicare dispute, along with helping him secure visas for Melgen's visiting girlfriends. Noah Bookbinder is with the group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, or CREW. He says it's hard to see this case from the senator's perspective.
Even for members of the Senate, they're not generally receiving these kinds of lavish gifts from their personal friends. And they're not, while they may be intervening here and there to help out constituents and perhaps sometimes friends, this level of intervention seems way out of the norm.
Back in the Capitol, everyone is watching and waiting. Michigan Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow serves on the committee Menendez used to chair.
I think it's really important that the legal system play out. You know, I've enjoyed working with Bob on a lot of issues, and it's very unfortunate.
Stabenow says it's hard to watch this legal saga unfold.
Well, it's always difficult when something is happening to a friend. Yeah.
Menendez is one of just 12 senators in history to be indicted. One of them, Harrison Williams, was also from New Jersey. After being found guilty of bribery and corruption in 1981 as a part of the Abscam scandal, Williams resigned from the Senate before the body could vote to kick him out. It was just about then that Menendez was starting his career, wearing a bulletproof vest and testifying in the corruption trial of his mentor, Union City Mayor William Musto. Menendez vows he will be vindicated and remembered for fighting corruption, not for taking bribes. For WHYY, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.